from North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Wednesday, December 28th. The Center for Biological Diversity is suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for not doing enough to protect gray wolves. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports on how the lawsuit could affect the North State's budding population.
The lawsuit, filed in November, alleges that the federal government needs to provide an adequate wolf protection plan under the requirements of the Endangered Species Act. Amarook Weiss is a biologist and senior wolf advocate with the Center for Biological Diversity.
For wolves to reestablish, they need protections. You know, the only reason we have wolves back anywhere in this country is because they were protected.
Weiss says needed protections have been watered down or removed entirely from the plan. She says some of the reasons behind this are due to livestock industry lobbyists claiming that the wolves are a serious threat to sheep and cattle. But Weiss says the numbers just don't bear that out.
So livestock losses are infinitesimally small. The losses to livestock in Idaho average out to 0.0004%. In California, you know, it's like 0.0000017.
She called the current federal protection plan outdated, unambitious, and piecemeal. She says staff attorneys at the Center for Biological Diversity found the plan is not in compliance with the Endangered Species Act. But despite the lack of a comprehensive federal plan, Weiss says California does have its own protections in place for wolves. The approximately 30 wolves spread through several North State counties have robust protections under the California Endangered Species Act as of 2016. So how could the outcome of the Center for Biological Diversity's lawsuit affect California's budding gray wolf population?
Having a national wolf recovery plan for California included with these other regions would bring more resources to the table. It would bring more research, it would bring more staffing, it would bring more money, it would bring more public education.
A representative for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service told NSPR the agency respectfully declines to comment on the case. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
Drop, cover, hold on. That's the message that went out to 3 million cell phone users early last Tuesday morning as a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit the north coast of California. It was delivered by an app called Shake Alert. Dr. Angie Lux is an earthquake early warning project scientist at the Berkeley Seismological Laboratory. She explains how 17,000 sensors between the Canadian and Mexican borders provide data that can result in real-time alerts.
With earthquake early warning, what we're doing is we're detecting the earthquake as it starts. So the earthquake's already started, and we basically have our sensors close enough that we can detect that motion starting. You can kind of think of it as somebody throwing a stone into the pond, and then the ripples move outwards.
Dr. Lux says that gives people farther out from the epicenter slightly more time to prepare for the impact of the quake in their area. Shake Alert was developed by university researchers and is operated by the U.S. Geological Survey. Moving to state news, a new law going into effect in 2023 levels the penalty on hate symbols. It also expands restricted locations in California to include schools and colleges. Cap Radio's education reporter, Srishti Prabhat, has more.
AB 2282 was introduced by Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Cahan and co-authors from every legislative ethnic caucus. Bauer-Cahan says the bill was prompted by discrepancies in the existing law and the uptick in hate crimes and nooses in school settings.
A noose and a swastika and a burning cross were treated differently, both where they could legally be placed and also how they were treated as a penalty. And so we decided that they all needed to be treated equally.
The Sacramento Police Department reported 112 bias-related incidents for the first 6 months of 2022. Dr. Elise Verscher filed one of those cases. She left her position as vice principal at West Campus High after anti-Black hate crimes on school grounds earlier this year. She thinks bills like this are especially important in high schools as a tool to educate.
The threat of a legal consequence will mitigate behavior. You cannot write the N-word on the wall at school.
The new law does not criminalize the display or placement of the swastika associated with Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism. In Sacramento, I'm Srishti Prabha.
And finally, federal officials will more closely monitor the impacts of shrinking lakes throughout the U.S. West after President Joe Biden signed legislation that creates and funds monitoring efforts into the region's saline lakes. The legislation allocates $25 million for the U.S. Geological Survey to monitor lakes. Those include Utah's Great Salt Lake, California's Mono Lake, and Oregon's Lake Ebert. Region-wide drought has diminished the amount of water that flows to the lakes and raises the specter of environmental, health, and economic disaster for surrounding communities. The program does not mandate any conservation measures or institute new water management guidelines. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, December 28th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.